not allowed to eat blood of chicken, of eimo, chayo, but blood of fish, chagovim, you're allowed to. But chazal asur mipnei marisai. The place can bring down, it's a shadow that changed with the years, and even so, Moshe, we'll try a little bit to go into the Indian. What happens in blood that is inside the egg? So, I want to start from the side of the halachas, till we get to these halachas of checking eggs, etc. Chazal tell us that Be'etzem, when you open an egg and you find blood inside, there's different kind of bloods that are inside the egg. Different kind of bloods that show up inside the egg. Sometimes you find blood inside that it doesn't come mirikuma efroyach. I will explain what rikuma efroyach means. The blood that from that the chicken starts to grow. You have an egg, eventually it hatches and a chicken comes out. There's a lot of different kind of bloods that show up in the egg. Sometimes the bloods are totally to do with the zera of the zohar and the nekeva that caused the egg to become an egg. Some are from some veins that the chicken has inside, that the place that the egg is created. It doesn't start with a shell. It starts with, slowly, it grows. There's veins that give blood inside, and from that you have blood. We'll see today in our technology that we have, we know a lot of the, what we call blood splats, are not even blood splats, it's our kind of a bacteria that goes into the egg and has a red color. It's bichlal no shaychus, the blood spot. Not sure if it changes the halacha or not, but the mitzvah says 80% of what we call the blood spot is not a real blood spot. And it's different shapes, and different. I'm not saying that I'm a mumche. I'm not saying that the poiskim are really soimech on the mitzvah, but this is the mitzvah. But we're going now to the regular blood that we find in the egg. That blood that we find in the egg is asur midrabbanan. If the blood is a blood that is mirikuma efroyach, then it's asur. And there also nechliku rabiseinu, if it's really asur because it has a din of a blood of a chicken, or it's a gzeira midrabbanan. And I will explain. A blood of a fish is mutter. It's blood. Not every blood is also. A blood of a person. But the Rai says mutter. Rabbonon aser. Marisai. Or Moshe, if you, like Piresh, if it's bleeding inside the mouth, you're allowed to. Not everything that is called blood is also. Not the word blood is every time also. So far, not every time the word blood is also. Not everything that is considered blood is asur. Now the shaila is, the blood that is inside the chicken is asur or mutter? Chicken is asur, cow is asur, sheep is asur, fish is mutter, chagovim is mutter. What is the status of this egg? It's not a chicken yet. It's a nuzak, it's called an egg. Now like I'm explaining, the blood that came inside, that if you most sheet this is only the rabbanon. We speak of the blood that starts when the egg is starting to get ready to start to produce a chicken. Some say, Vaiter is not a chicken. And some say, Val, it's aimed to be a chicken, it has a din of a chicken. Now, when the blood is a little spot, it's kimat mevuer, and most of the Rishonim, that it's not osu yet midar, that not the whole egg is osu. When the blood starts to go a little bit more, the whole egg becomes osu. Why the whole egg becomes osu? It's very important to know this part. Some learn pshat of the Rishonim that we say that the blood is already nispashet. Vaizdois, it's bloodish inside the whole egg. And some say it already has a shame of a chicken. It's a treifidik chicken. Why? We'll see later. But dam shebishloi, a lot of shittas hold that it's not also midei raisa, it's also only midei rabbana. When the egg is cooked, even in the tzad of the blood is also, it's a isu de raisa, isu de rabbana. So we have a tzad that the whole blood is only a isu de rabbana. But even in the tzad that the blood is a isu de raisa, if the whole egg is also mitzad dam shebishloi, mitzad dam shebishloi is the rabbana. If it's also because we say that the egg turned to become a chicken already, so we made it straight. So now, every egg has two parts, the chelboin and the chelmoin. Chelboin is the white, boin is lashon lavan, and the chelmoin with a mem is like yellow, tzahov. It's almoin. The chelboin is the yolk, and the chelboin is the white. In dinner the Gemara, the mechaber learns, if it's in the chelboin, you throw the whole thing. If it's in the chelboin and the white, you take out the blood and you're allowed to eat the rest. The Ramo is choylek back and forth, and the Ramo says, the ma'aser we are noyeg, it doesn't make a difference where we find the blood spot, we throw away the whole thing. So this is the Ikra Halacha that we have. So this Sfarim Taki had an afkamina where they find it. And the chelmoin, they throw the whole thing, and the yolk. And the white, so the Mechaber says you take out the blood. And even in the white himself, it's totally where you find it in the white. At the beginning of the white, and the edge, where it's like a piece of jelly, like a piece of phlegm, and inside of that you find it. And because of that, became all different halachas. For example, a person made a lot of eggs, he cracked a lot of eggs, wants to make a cake, he put 58 eggs. Now he finds on one egg a blood spot. So what he does? So if he finds it, l'fid v'chaba, and the white, so l'fi de mechaber, be'etzem he could have taken out the whole thing. L'fi de ramo, the whole egg is also. Oh, but he doesn't know where is the egg. So everything is also. But if you find it on the yolk, so you know that all the other eggs are mutter. So you could take out all the other yolks. The white is also, because the white of all of them are mixed. Oh, but the yolks is mutter. So this could be negia even to us, even if we machmir, if a person has a lot of eggs, the animal could take out all the yellows. The yellows are mutter, if the blood spot is on the yellow. The Ramot Paskins, we'll get back to it later, but I want first to remind me, what would be if it's a suffix? You're not sure. You have an egg, you're not sure it was a blood spot, it was not a blood spot. Not sure, yes, no, yeah, the kid doesn't remember, it was a blood spot, it was not a blood spot. And it got mixed one and two. Zog de Ramo, you could be maker. Why? Array, it's a suffix if it's in the white or in the yellow. And I will explain. If it's only, and I want to know the Yesodis, because for sure all the halachas changed today, but we have to know the base, back to the halacha, and back to the base. Lama zogin only the shbapa of the blood is us. So 99.99.99, when you have a blood spot, it's only one little. To find a real blood spot, like, you know, Kazai's blood spot inside the egg, it never happens. You find a dot. Now, if only that dot is also, so if it got mixed up, it's bottle boy. You every time have shishim connected to blood. Not for us. We are mesupik, maybe the whole egg is also. So, b'meila, we say like this. Why we have a suffix if the whole egg is asur or not? And midoraisa chad betrei botel. So even if the whole egg is asur, but if you have two eggs, it's already botel. So midoraisa it's botel. Now you have a suffix, maybe the whole egg is asur. While the whole egg is asur, bepashtes, it's only with the rabbanon, because we're not so sure where it was. So b'meila zog the Ramo, when you have a suffix, you're allowed to be, if it's a suffix, you're allowed to be making. And we'll go later, maybe it's shiurim, because maybe it's exactly 50-50, why one and two is butter. So if it's two eggs, for sure it's butter. Even if it's one and two, it could be the other egg is bigger. This was an eggs that exist. Eggs that are from a zohar and a keva. There's another eggs that are called Safna de'are. Safna de'are are eggs that is no zochel, and the chicken sits, and it warms up, and the egg comes out. In the old days, the chickens would give eggs when they had schorim near them. A chicken could give eggs even without that, but it's very uncommon, doesn't happen so much. In our days, they feed him kinds of hormone that make them the same feelings, and they give out the eggs, even without the scholim, every day. These eggs cannot have kids, they don't have no zera inside, nothing. This is called safna de'ale. These eggs could never turn to become chicken, and the blood that starts there is not the beginning of a chicken. Now, in the aloche, it's brought down what is called the egg of safna de'ale, that in the shishim buildings around is not even one zohar of a chicken. Today, we have farms with hundreds and thousands of chickens without zohar. They only put them in the cavers themselves. Why they care? First, chaval, they keep a zohar in the caver together. Only one gives egg, the other one is... And they don't need a schorim, a shecht in them. Well, why to feed two if you can feed one? The eggs that come out from zohar and the kever don't stay so fresh because they're chickens. The other eggs are synthetic eggs, really. This is the metzias, the eggs by us. It's negato to the chickens. So the Shulchan Aruch says, what would it be if you have a blood spot and an egg that is sifna de'are. The halacha is you take out the blood and you're allowed to eat the egg. And why the blood is asur? You should marry sa'ayim. Chosim da'or ha-shulchan that makes it maybe a lepluga, but with all the poskim hold, it's a marry sa'ayim. Doesn't look good. B'meile. Came the poskim and say, so all of our eggs today are safna de'are. I'm not saying if someone's on a trip and he goes to a farm. But when you buy tenuva or a grocery, not that, they don't let you normally to bring the other ones. It's a safna de'are. It's a b'meile. First, mi'ikar adin. You take out the blood spot and you're allowed to eat the whole egg. Mi'ikar adin. If someone leaves in the middle, don't do pasuk na pishir. If someone mixes, you know, he saw a blood spot, and he didn't. He cooked. It's kosher. It's bottle baroy. The whole isu, the person made a whole batch. Now everything is mixed together. They can't find a blood spot. It's mutter. Not only that, if a guy purposely mixed it, it's also to the guy that was mevatel the isu, the rest are allowed to. Some even want to be maker that you allow them mevatel isu like a tchile here. There's no toyeles from the bitul isu. It's not like a person has a piece of chazer and he wants to eat the chazer. His blood is, it's garnished. It's garnished. Forget it, you don't want the blood here. The mele became a big kulah. And the kulah that is running after that is, there's no reason to check. There's no need to check from my side. And a lot of poiskim, and I would say a lot of restaurants and a lot of hotels, I'm sure you saw it, they serve in the morning sometimes eggs, you know, the guy, the cook is there and he serves. And no, they don't check, they break and they give. They break and they give. You go to make a mechoyev, mechoyev what? Why we don't check from our side? There's no need to check from our side. I will add the modern shakulas. You know, the companies today, we're in a world, 2015, we don't want to serve. People are very not happy when they open an egg and they find blood. It's very not aesthetic. All of the eggs pass under a light. In America, it's for sure like that. That if it's blood, it goes out the line. They pass the line, and if it's the blood, it's like the Pepsi bottles. Yeah? There's a line. If the bottle is not full the right one, it will go out the line. Because people don't want to get, normally it's exactly the same. No one wants to get a bottle that looks a little bit missing. It's not good. Yeah, you buy 8 bottles, you take out. So it's the line that checks the selection. The same thing is a light. For sure, we know ourselves that blood spots come because we find blood spots. This is the reason also we don't find big blood spots. More big blood spots. Don't think that every time such a little shear. But the ones that are really full with blood, the ones what we get, if we get, is a drop. If it's blood. Memele, we said, b'dikah from aris ha'ayin, is more from Roiv that is already checked, that is no blood spot. And from that, really a lot of people came to be maker. Reb Moshe Feinstein, he's the Avi Ashita that holds that you have to check blood spots and you have to throw the whole egg. The famous Tshuva Yeredei, Chelik Aleph, Simen Lamed Vav. And he says, why? There's no reason. I'll get soon to the kosher switch from that, but in a second. I want to know, this is one of the reasons that, which we'll get how this connects to the kosher switch. Yeah? But I want to start the order. So first the Moshe says, he spoke to farmers. He says, today I spoke to a farmer. And the farmer told me that when they run out of eggs, they take from the other eggs. The metzias today is a big argument with the Avaya and that most times they don't run out of eggs. The farms don't run out of eggs. Forget a lot of times they throw away eggs to keep the price high. Because there's a limit of eggs. Again, for aesthetic reasons and medical reasons and profession, they don't want to use the ones that can have chickens. It's not worth it for them. B'mele, that time came the Tiferes Lemoyshe, and he claimed like this. You're right. Is roiv that are not. Roiv of the Beitim today are for sure Sif Safna Da'arim. What is the Chashash? That maybe some come in. Zayt the first Lemoshe, but maybe the ones that are Safna Da'arim normally don't have blood. The ones that come from the Schorim have blood. Roiv Eile that have blood are Mistome the ones that are not from Safna Da'arim. Moses roiv noshim psulo is nisus. V'kol anisus psulo yesh lo koil. V'zu she'ein lo koil, so she's not from the roiv noshim psulo is nisus. Right, roiv noshim psulo is nisus. Aber kol anisus psulo yesh lo koil. And if she doesn't have a koil, she was nisus psulo, so zarei is in the roiv. Roiv beitzim savna da'ar ein lo em lo. V'im yesh lo idam, Men is open to fell Lemoisha. So could be if you find blood. So again, could be to look for it could be, it would be easier. But if you find the blood, it's already in mistame from the meal. This is the svara that Rav Moshe Feinstein brings down. So we don't know. The Heintike claim that the Metzius says it's not true. You're right that maybe the ones that really have to have chickens have more blood because of every one of them. The Gemara says that only after 3 days or 24 hours that the chicken sits at the egg, it starts to get the blood. That is also mitzad chicken. The other blood I said is not really blood from the chicken, it's blood from veins and from these things that are in the saf and the ar are the same thing. Today, if you went once to a farm, the way they do it is when the chicken gives out the egg, it slips out. They don't stay under that. And then it's very hard to get it. It has little holes, it rolls out very easily. For a couple reasons. Because they make them to grow in these little houses, that when the chickens are jumping, they will break the eggs. If you need to take the egg, you have to start to fight with the chicken. Even the eggs that are made for having chickens, they don't let the mother to sit on it. They have special warm places that they put them to warm up. They don't stay under the chicken for 24 hours. B'meile, even the ones that are schovim, not the ones that you buy from private farms, the blood there has the same chances to have blood there from the same chance to have blood in Safna Da'ale. And the Metzius and statistic is like that. This is what we know today. Maybe Rav Moshe's farms were different. Not only that, eggs that did not stay there, if you most shittas, it's not also medayraisa. So b'meile, the isur is very small. The isur is very small. B'meile, again, back to our matzav. We have eggs that are not safnadare, and even if it's not safnadare, so again, the poskim wanted to come and say that our eggs, bizman hazeh, and I want maybe to be madgish more from that. The Ramo himself says that mi'ikar adin would not be a chiyuv to check the eggs. And I want to start again. We're going back to real eggs, before Aloha Lamaiz. That were not checked. Right? Aloha. Person went and he did not check an egg. Al pi aloha it's mutar. Why? It's a mute. Roiv are okay. Katchilo you have to be mevarer. If you're not mevarer, it's okay. It's aloha shechono. Ki going balaylo that you can't check. It's okay. The Ramo says we have to check. Oh, but if you can't check, the Moshe, you want to cook an egg. Then you can't check it after it's cooked. The Derech Klal, it's very hard to check. Some check, they claim they can find. You're allowed to cook eggs. Even if later you can't check it. This was in the regular eggs. In our days, the eggs is only marisayin. So even by day, the Iker Adin is no chiyuv to check. It's no chiyuv to check. Arey, it's only Maris Ayin. There's no chiyuv to check to see if I have a chisoron in Maris Ayin. Why would be a chisoron to check to see if I have a chisoron in Maris Ayin? What we came and we said, no, maybe the eggs are a problem. The chances that they mix them, it's very schwach. B'meile. L'chu'ure, if we would stop here, we would say, so why to check eggs? If the blood is in the white, if it is filed in, the only part that is also is the white. I'm not mevatel isur lechatchila. I'm just not checking. There is mitzad maris ha'ayin. It's not even mevatel isur lechatchila. I just don't see it. So it's roiv that is not blood. Even if it's blood, it's bottle b'roiv. If it's cooked, even if it's the dam also the raisa, and even if it's a real problem, it's only the rabbanon. If it started to become a chicken, maybe then it's a shaila from the raisa. So, such a shvach tzad. Why bichlal to check eggs? And Klal Yisrael had a meaning when they boiled the eggs, they boiled three eggs together. This is that meaning in Klal Yisrael. Why? One is tray, it will be bottom and the other two. See, if you'll never see it, but like this, the chance that two will be already is much, much schwacher. Moshe says, but there's no reason for that meaning anymore. People had special egg dishes. All these things, no reason for them, but it's a marisa'ayin, it's a bottle beroiv, there's no isur marisa'ayin if you don't see it bichlal. And Rav Moshe comes and Rav Moshe says, yeah, but we see that in Beitzim there were machmir. So much gzeiris when there's no reason really to be machmir. And it doesn't cost so much money. Mele, you have to check the egg. And if it's a blood spot, you throw away the whole egg. And this is what Rav Moshe Feinstein. And he says, the person will ask why. I want to tell you, not to check an egg, or even to check an egg, and to find a blood spot, to throw away the blood and to eat the egg, is mistamed writing al pi halacha. Al pi halacha, mistamed, you don't have to check eggs today. And even if you check, it's enough to draw out the blood spot. Because even if it's a problem, bepashtus, it's only the blood. And even if the blood is mispashed, we cook it after it. And Nam Shabishna is the Rabbanon. It's fake the Rabbanon. But this was a way cloudy soil, and we carry on checking. All the priests can say it. But I want to use this first as a kosher switch. Yeah? I put the cheshbonos together for sure it's mutter. We see that in the Shulchan Aruch, not every one and one and two and three becomes muta. There's no reason to ask her, really. There's no reason to ask her, eh? The Moshul, the OU. And all the restaurants and all the caterers, I don't know the Gabi, the factories, they're forced to check the eggs and they throw away the eggs. You would think if it is a clothing, oh, you for sure is matter, yeah? No. This was the Kabbalah from Rav Moshe. This is the way we're doing it. Now, I'm adding that the Metzias the Taina today, that 80% of the blood spots are not blood spots. It's not even blood. There's a dirt that is inside the animal that looks like that. It's a different shape. If it's not clean completely in the place, the stomach with the chicken, when the egg starts to close, it comes out that color, but it's not blood. For sure, it's no malice eye when something is not blood. Even we take it to the lab, it's not the same chemicals of blood. It's because no shaykh is the blood. Okay, some say, you know, we chazal asr lefi what we see. You know, it goes back to all these things that are changing al pi halacha in our days because we see the metzias different. So, this is mitzad echol. And lemay said, we have to ask her it, even though it doesn't make sense. Lemay said, I'm saying, I heard from the Shmir Shabbos Kiel Choso. that in big moistness, that it's hard to check, you don't have to check. He was matter to yeshivas not to check. He was matter to hotels not to check. When it's a tircha merubah. But in a place that is from farms, or you really have a chashash that they mixed, you have to check. The Chazon Ish said like this: like a tchila to check an egg. What would be if you cook the egg? You get a cooked egg, boiled egg, we call it. You check it. Some people check it. They open it. They look at the white if they see something. They see a spot, they throw it away. Now, you have to know if that spot is blood spot. A lot of the time it's like dark green, there's no shaykh as the blood spot. It has to be black or red. I heard from the Shmir Shabbos that it's enough when you see on a cook. The Chazon Ish did not check cook's eggs. There's mitzaref, all of that. I heard in the Shmir Shabbos, if you find a blood spot in a cooked egg, take out the blood and eat the egg. Why? He said, all the kulas, plus that it's already mevushal, it's a sofik the rabbanon, it's the kula. Avad. And it's sad that it's a real egg, and it's the beginning of a chicken, it doesn't help to take out the blood. The Ramo himself paskin, and it's sad that it's a chicken, it doesn't help. Oh, but he said it's a tziruf. Could be it's a blood, but not the whole thing became the blood spread around. And could be it's mitzad the blood, and it's not mitzad that it becomes a chicken. But maybe it helps to take it out. This is what he was machir. Now, Reb Moshe said, even that he's machmir, but if it's mixed chad betray, you're allowed to eat it. I will explain what I mean to say. You have three eggs, you open three eggs, and you find a blood spot in one. In one yolk. So Api Alochubi said, if you go back to the old days, if you find in the white, you could take out the yolks, and you can't take out the yolks, everything is also. You find the yolk, so you could take out the rest of the yolks, but all the white is also. Moshe, you found one yolk is also. So in the white, you have two against one. It's both of them, you're allowed to eat. Normally we said, Slach belach, we machmir till shishim. The Moshe says, I machmir an egg to throw the egg. But when it's bottle beroiv, val bidoy raise beetzem it's bottle, the mele you're allowed to eat it. So now the shaila is like this lemaisa. If we want the mitzarev to misakim the aloches, to be klol lemaisa. There's two more things to know before I go into the sikkum. Today, in all the eggs, I'm sure you see it a lot of times, that come from the right places, is a stamp. Especially before Pesach, it's a fresh stamp. Why? Because in Eretz Yisrael, the eggs that they bring for Pesach, they don't feed the chicken chametz. It says kosher Pesach. Those eggs, officially you have a time, but you know, their fridges are not considered at the time. The mitzvah is the stamps are red. Don't know why, but it's the meaning. A lot of time, the red that you find inside the egg comes from the color of the stamp. Especially when you cook them. This is the mitzvah. It's again, another mokum to be toilet. I read an article from the OU on eggs. They say you have these brown eggs, right? Sometimes you have, they call it colored eggs. they say in most of them, the blood spots are not blood spots. It's the bacteria that goes inside. It's like roif. Kilo roif of the blood is not blood. So when you find it, you're not sure what it is. Again, you have a roif to be told that it's not. So if we want the mesaken, the halacha is like this. And it's a hard halacha. Because a lot of people, when they hear these shiurim, so they don't find a reason to check a blood. And again, I want to explain it. It's very, you know, the things that because you recorded, you have to be more careful when you speak. But Emes, if you have roommates or people that did not shake eggs, you can't say a word to them. You can tell them, you're shagis of your Moshe, you're shagis of your Minchas Yitzchok. Oh, but they haven't want to be Seimach. They haven't want to be Seimach. That Lemaise, we have a set of four kulas. One kula is, they check it. Again, why that's not such a good kula? Because Roiv al Yidei Maise could be is not called a Roiv. It's Roiv Shetoli B'Maise. But it's a kula, they check it. Yitzhiya says, B'derech Klal, most eggs are not blood spots. The old days, when I was a kid, it was much more blood spots. Today, it's kimat no blood spots. Even when you find a blood spot, it's a roif that says that these eggs are safta da'ara. Memele, chiv to check for maris ha'ayin, lo yishamanu. Arei the Ramo himself brought down a machlekes, if you have to check bichlal or not. Who said it's a chiyu b'dike? The Ramo was machmir. And the Isra the Rabbonon, and the Maris Ha'ayin shamanu chiyu b'dike? These are the reason not to check. Now, before, if you have to check. Lachem b'dieved. If it was not checked, you're allowed to eat it. Even in a regular egg, you'll be allowed to eat. But in our days, for sure b'dieved, if it was not checked, you're allowed to eat it. Not only that, if the evidence was mixed, you're allowed to eat it. This is the reason, mi'ikar adin, you're allowed to eat what they call egg powder. There's companies that give egg powder. So you have to have a kashas that it's coming from the right hechsher. That has, but the problem is that most of these factories never checked. They never checked them. It was made in ways that he can't check them. The answer is, Iker Adin is Mutar, it's not a problem. Iker Adin is Mutar, it's not a problem. Even after all of that, came Reb Moshe Feinstein and the Gedolim Achron and said, it's not so expensive, you have to check and throw away the whole egg. That's what they said. Why? We said, because Klal Yisrael are very machmer in the eggs, they have a miut that is mitzaref, and maybe the Tiferes Lemoshe is right, that when you find a blood spot, yeah, this does not say why you have to check. These are the reasons he said to be machmer. Even so, the poskim say that if it comes to Shas Hadchak, I remember myself when I was a kid once, it was a big shalom by my parents, was a whole bash of food and cake, and they found a blood spot. Shabbos, no, we just take out the blood pot and let him to eat the cake. I, Reb Moshe, was machmir. The lashon of Reb Moshe, she'ein ze hefsel godl. What is an egg today? Oh, but if someone has a whole cooked cake and everything is good and they threw it in, hey, you see a blood spot. So they chop the yolk and they take him out. Shabbos, no, we could say so if it happens, we could be saying, or even if we have to take out the egg, if you have a bitul beroiv, you're allowed to be saying, Sanctum Moshe, that if the other white is mixed in the other white, so you can't separate the white, you have on what to be saying. The place can say, if it's a little hefsed, not to be saying on that. If it's a little hefsed, not to be saying mechanel, and to throw the whole of the eggs. But if it's a big hefsed, lemaisa, then you're allowed to be samech. Came the Shmir Shabbos ki ilchoso and said, if the egg is cooked, you know, then I'm paskening la aloche, you're allowed to take it out. He was mitzaref here, dam shebish lo yezmut. And then I said the shiur 5 years ago, and I had a letter from my first. From Rockaway. Well, no, not Chicago. Bishra Aloche. I'm almost saying the name right. At first, Bishra Aloche. Yeah. What was his name? His brochus. He has a lot of sforim. So how you could say there's such a halacha with the Shmir Shabbos, and if it's cooked you could take it out? I had the tzad that it's a chicken doesn't help to cook a chicken. That is, we're not so sure where is the blood. If it's in the white, the shayla, maybe it's only blood. Maybe it didn't become in the beginning of the egg. Adding the kula that today the metzias is that the eggs are not sitting 3 days under the chicken. Not even 24 hours. So even if it's osu, it's only osu mitzadam. So to the rabbonon be yisoidoi, and dam shebishloi midoi raisa is osu nishkendam. So he was soimech not to be choishesh that the blood spread around. You're right, it's a half a kulit, it's a manavshach. The whole reason we throw the whole egg, because we have it sad that it's a chicken. But we also have a tzad that we throw it not because it's a chicken, because the blood spread around. So the Moshe, if someone wants to be machmir and cooked eggs to check them, and then he's not so sure these black dots, it's blood or it's not, so you just peel that part off. And you're gaining. Maybe it's marisayin, and even if it's not marisayin, ama mikol mokoyim, it's mitzad dam, dam shebishloi, could be only the dam is osu, and not the whole thing is osu. Again, adding the mitzvahs that they say that today we know that the lamb is not coming from. I will explain. One of the reasons of the Moshe was machmir because he said, if you find blood, saft in the area doesn't make so much blood. Obviously, the blood came from real eggs, and obviously this egg was waiting. Today we know the mitzvahs taki that the 80% that we find in the blood spot are taki for a different reason. So even if we're not mekabel the new technology, you know, to change the halachas, the ma'aser looks like blood. But we have an answer. The first lemoishe came with a taina. If I find blood, mistom it's a real egg. Mistom it was about to be a chicken, and this is the reason you found blood. We know we have a different reason to find the blood. Lemoshe, the poskim say kula alma that meikar adin. And our eggs today, you don't have to cash in the keli. Because you wait 24 hours. Moshe, you cooked egg, it was blood inside. So if you're a Moshe, we wait. So I'm saying it's a chumra of a Moshe that when Moshe says we throw the whole thing and you wait 24 hours in the pot because on the tzadar it's a chicken, it's not bottom below. And we choshish that the whole thing is blood. But we have to be maker. We have to make it. So again, it's very hard. Most choshev echshem, I'm akbid on it. But I myself was once with my family in a choshev place, and they were serving eggs. A lady was opening the eggs and making eggs for everyone. It was a choshev echshem. No one was checking the eggs. But emotional, the child of what age you could rely on kids to check eggs. Your daughter, 10 years old, wants to make a chocolate cake. Mommy is sleeping. Who will check the eggs? So again, I didn't discuss it with different rabbanim, but I think you could rely on the girl to check the egg. Even in Numuli, you can't rely on a cotton. About the meaning of Klal Yisrael to check the egg. First, B'mokim she'efshar, the Ramos says you don't have to check. So if a Zayvayt and everyone is sleeping now, it's B'mokim she'efshar. But I think, Ramos says, Klal Yisrael check the eggs. So we're carrying on checking the eggs. So, I don't think you have to have the for this minig of Moshe, that we, you know, we see with Machmir al Chumras, if someone is old enough that you could trust him, Ari the Gemara says, because Chometz, the Rabbonon, you could say Mechan Ktanim, if it's not so hard, Avada, when it comes to Marisa Ayin and Minhogim and these Achim, Avada is a mokem to be baker. Again, if she did it, you're allowed to eat the cake. There's no shayla about it. But the ever we're not chayshash. That was a blood spot. Maybe that's chinuch. So I was mekabel once for my rabbeim that one of the reasons are, I'm not saying it to a part of the shir, I'm saying it not a part of the shir, is that we don't know where Klal Yisrael will be. And people will not know that there's an issue blood and eggs. So b'meile, Klal Yisrael check eggs, and Chazal made it chashash dam, and we check it alemol. So I'm saying, if we see that dam of beitzim, you know, again, we're saying muda, 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 then we say lemaizer, and Moshe says, you have to check it, throw away the whole egg. You're right. So some more, less from Rabbanim claim, the whole chumah of Moshe because the farmer told him. And he had it the first in Moshe. We know the farms today are different. If the Mitzvah, okay, if someone will tell Moshe, there's a rough here, Tainan, it's all 25% are not sorted out. But this is what the Moshe said. So they claim today it could be maker. The other one said, no, forget, exactly. Like this Rav said, and now he found out they were claiming there was a kufa, was no eggs, and they bought it from an Arab country. Yeah, for sure it was not sorted out. The most people, every time here they bring from Gaza, people smuggle in, they find thousands of eggs. When they find it, they throw them away. It's not, since that was not frozen. Well, eggs have blood. So, Chazal shtal da aloche. The Metzius, the aloche doesn't change. The aloche doesn't change. So, I'm saying it clear. You go away from a place in the most, a lot of times they have these vacations. You go to Europe, all these places. So one of the things that you're allowed to eat is eggs. You go to Poland, to Spain, all different trips that people do. So you're allowed to, you have these things. There you have to know, it could be very humble. These could be real eggs. They go to the farm and they take real eggs. So, Kilo, Chazal left that halacha. But again, if it was not checked that the halacha is mutar, because even b'zman ha'gemara be'ikar ha'din it's mutar. Thing. When a new machine comes out, they tell you, if this cooler is mutter, if you use this cooler, the aloch of checking eggs will not exist. We see that it stays. Next week, Be'ez Hashem, will be no shir. I'm having a chasna for my daughter, little Shishi. I'm sure inviting everyone. It will be time maybe in the shir. And the chasna will try to say this. But it's a we got to do it like this.
So Rabbi said that if there's blood in the yolk, then you can't eat the whites, you can eat the other yolks. Right, so how do you clean the half? There's the white.
The aloha is what comes out of the egg.
What are they doing?
Where is it?